I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.
A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Colorado is the thinnest state in the nation. But as 91.5 KRCC's Bent to Berkland reports, state health experts say the report is still concerning.
Colorado's obesity rate is about 22%, a significant increase from the year before. Dr. Larry Wolk is the chief medical officer for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. He says it's probably more correct to say Colorado is the least fat.
Nothing about more than 1 in 5, approaching 1 in 4 adults being obese is really good news, because it's not. And, you know, it's something that a concerning trend regardless.
It's also a national trend. Walk says an influx of people moving to the state could be part of the cause. Also, a more sedentary lifestyle and more screen time. He says Colorado is working on a multifaceted approach to try to combat the problem. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A state commission has begun looking at avenues to build a passenger rail service that would stretch up and down the Front Range of central Colorado. It was reported in the Colorado Springs Gazette that the commission, which includes government representatives from Denver to Trinidad, has until December 1st to submit to the legislature a plan detailing steps forward and funding options. And according to the Pueblo Chieftain, starting next year, southeastern Colorado residents who file a lawsuit in federal court will have an opportunity to pursue the case in a Colorado Springs courtroom instead of having to travel to Denver. The opportunity is the result of the U.S. District Court for Colorado setting up a pilot project to have a full-time magistrate judge here in Colorado Springs starting in January. I'm Mike Purcell. You've been listening to 91.5 KRCC News.